This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Sarah Williamson. Today on the Sundial Writer's Corner, we feature Sarah McDerris. She brings us a story that combines the whimsy of a fairy tale with the practicality of our everyday lives.
A fable for our times. A wonderful event was planned for the city of Smartsville. A grand banquet was to take place on the 21st of October. The food would be spectacular, nourishing, beautiful, wide in selection, and most important, craved by all the townsfolk. There was a problem. It was impossible for all of the people to come. The banquet hall was not large enough, and there would not be enough food to feed everybody. So, tickets were sold early. All the citizens who had the money and would be in town on October 21st lined up to purchase the tickets. Those unsure of being in town and those short of money would have to take their chances that some already sold tickets would become available before the grand celebration took place. Sure enough, some of the ticket holders could not make it to the banquet. There were the unexpected trips and the unwanted visitors and the undeserved illnesses. And there were now many townsfolk who wanted to buy tickets. Money had come their way, and they would be in town October 21st. These would-be banqueters began looking for available tickets. They made all the proper inquiries, but could not get their hands on a single ticket. A clearinghouse was set up, but ticket holders who could not use them would not release them. The marketplace was not functioning as it should. Alas, the night of the banquet arrived and the hall was little more than half filled. Yet, no tickets had become available for those who wanted to attend. The wonderful food now was on the platters, inviting, splendid, but it was not eaten. Those with unused tickets did not get a return for their investment. Those who could have been a part of the banquet had no opportunity. What a waste. Moral: relinquishment by some brings opportunity to others. To relinquish is a virtue.
Sarah McDerris served as storyteller for the Huntsville Public Library for many years. Her experience in capturing the imagination is evident in her story today. You can hear Sundial Stories online by clicking on the Sundial Writers tab. You can also hear the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9, here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.